Ethics in Emerging Diseases That Cause Pandemics. COVID-19 Case. Since December 2019, cases of severe acute respiratory deficiency caused by a new coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2, have been reported in China. This is a pathology named by international health organizations as COVID-19, which in a short time becomes a pandemic due to the exponential increase in the number of cases and deaths experienced by affected countries. This is in spite of the fact that under registration, which undoubtedly exists, is due to diagnostic deficiencies in the framework of epidemiological surveillance, which is certainly greater in countries with precarious health systems. As this is an emerging pathology, there is no specific pharmacological intervention for COVID-19 yet, so a strategy is used to reduce contact between infected and susceptible people. Specifically, among the typical public health interventions, an appeal can be made for early case determination in triage and infection control, isolation of patients with COVID-19 and their contacts, and, already more radically, population quarantine of people with no known exposure to SARS-CoV-2 in an escalation of measures aimed at containing transmission. However, the disruptive impact of the interventions carries implicit ethical conflicts that must be considered, since it is pointed out, for example, that the only justification for restricting a person's freedom is to prevent harm to others, which is a major dilemma that has existed since 1859, as John Stuart pointed out in his essay on freedom. A key aspect that helps in the ethical justification of the application of collective health measures in an attempt to control transmission, flattening the curve of new infections so as not to saturate the installed capacity of the health sector, that, on the one hand, restrict mobility, closing of public and private roads and transportation, and on the other hand, restrict the agglomeration of people, places of study, work, and leisure, is the existence of conclusive scientific evidence, that in the case of emerging infectious diseases have an important ally in the mathematical modeling of different epidemiological transmission scenarios which include, among other aspects, data on composition and behavior of social groups, taking into account the basic number of reproduction RO in the evaluation of transmission routes and clinical profile. In collective health, in addition to adhering to a solid legal framework, the ethical principles of equity, solidarity, responsibility, and protection should be invoked to combat inequities, in the establishment of limits on lifestyles, in the allocation and destination of health budgets, in mass health interventions, in research on vulnerable populations, and in the responsibility that countries have at the international level in the face of pandemics, all by virtue of the fact that ethical considerations are multifaceted, especially those applied to social groups that are not at all abstract. The challenge for political leaders to control the transmission of COVID-19 is that their policies, plans and programs must focus on the responsibility of the state to which they belong to avoid bias or inequity against any population group, and to protect the social legacy, habits, the psychological state, mental health, and the economic status, mainly with regard to protection at work, of the target population can thus be prevented from having repercussions, almost always of a lasting nature, on the injustices perpetrated in the name of public health. In this respect, special attention should be paid to the elderly, the disabled, the homeless, those dependent on medical treatment, those deprived of their liberty, undocumented migrants, and health workers. The effectiveness and positive social impact of collective health interventions against the pandemic will depend on the credibility of health authorities, political leaders, and institutions, which has its basis in the application of health policies to control the transmission of parity in opportunities and treatment, equity, in the common and egalitarian well-being based on mutual aid and collaboration, in the care of the population at risk or vulnerable, responsibility, and in the protection or coverage of needs as an inalienable commitment to be assumed freely without being beneficent paternalism, protection. In addition, health interventions against SARS-CoV-2 should not be treated in terms of suppression of freedom of information, because an adequately informed community, transparent and responsible communication, successfully overcomes aggressions to its health and equally triage methods should be conceived in terms of care of the masses, on the one hand as a form of active or passive search for the infected, but without blurring the individual as a being with his own identity who enjoys inalienable rights in the matter of health care, and on the other hand in the final choice between which groups of seriously ill people are given the opportunity to live and those who are not in relation to the provision of intensive care, consideration of ethical principles in public health is imposed in any case, without neglecting the main individual clinical ethics, which is a great challenge for health authorities. The conclusion is that in rapidly occurring pandemics that lack precise therapeutics, such as COVID-19, the states must resort to classic public health interventions that temporarily restrict mobility and social gatherings, among other fundamental human rights, in order to control transmission based on strong scientific findings, clear communication, and a robust legal framework. Of course, the ethical principles that govern the management of collective health are embedded in the fight against the repercussions derived from the injustices that can be incurred with the implementation of such radical health actions. In this sense, the consideration of equity, solidarity, responsibility, and protection is key, since these are the ethical principles that guide good public health actions. This audio file was created by Panopreter Basic. You can get it at panopreter.com.